Rubber boots on and nets in hand, we head for a small, shallow wetland near Rhinelander's Airport.
It's squishy.
My 2-year-old son, Reese, and I have been hearing a distinctive call from this little pond for days. We know boreal chorus frogs are easy to hear, but nearly impossible to see, much less catch. We're trying anyway.
That's good. Can I hear the chorus frogs?
That is a good place to look for chorus frogs.
Yeah.
This ankle-deep water, which forms during spring snowmelt and rains, is perfect for chorus frogs, says Rhinelander-based DNR district ecologist Carly Lapin.
They're found in grassy wetlands and typically will call from clumps of grass on the edges of the wetland. Chorus frogs are some of the first ones that we hear in the spring as soon as it starts getting warm and sunny and the ponds start melting.
The turning of spring triggers chorus frogs to use their calls to attract a mate. But the time of year is but one factor contributing to calling and intensity. That's according to a study led by Emma Brinley Buckley, a researcher currently with the National Park Service.
We found that temperature was an important factor.
Using audio monitors at wetland sites in Nebraska, Brinley Buckley found air temperatures above 41 degrees correlated closely with more intense calling. Perhaps even more interesting, the amount and timing of water inundation in the wetlands had ties to calling activity.
If a wetland is too temporary, it risks drying before the larvae can metamorphose. While on the other hand, it more permanent waters will increase predation from fish or bullfrogs.
In other words, the loudest calling is a result of nature hitting a sweet spot. The right time, the right temperature, and the right amount of water. In our wetland by the airport, chorus frogs proved noisy but too reclusive to catch. But we got something else.
Daddy caught a frog.
A thumb-sized brownish frog was in the net. We'd heard the friendly calls of spring peepers here plenty of times as well.
They're found basically anywhere where there's forest and kind of wetland edges and stuff.
That's DNR herpetologist Andrew Badgie. Badgie calls Wisconsin frogs like spring peepers and chorus frogs indicator species.
They're kind of like a canary in the coal mine. They're a better gauge, or they're a good gauge of what's actually happening kind of in these wetland and upland systems and stuff.
Frogs are particularly sensitive to changes in things like water quality, habitat, and climate. Among Wisconsin frogs, spring peepers and chorus frogs are likely to be pretty resilient to climate change. But mink frogs, which can be heard in northern Wisconsin, are already near the southern extent of their range.
What we think is going to happen is over time that range is slowly going to shift northward. Yeah, so that's really the species that we're most concerned about losing.
As of now, the frog diversity in that little pond remains impressive. A few days later, Reese and I returned to catch a tiny wood frog, a northern leopard frog, and a softball-sized American bullfrog. But chorus frogs?
There's another chorus frog.
We still only heard them. Their calls, a reminder of how time, temperature, and water levels were aligned just right to produce their natural symphony.
All those factors coming together have to hit that, quote, sweet spot, for this to occur.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.